There's a thought that I think that most podcasters are quietly thinking about, and it's costing them so much business and they don't even know it. And the thought is this: my podcast is for my community. My podcast is for my people. My podcast is for the listeners who already know me, who already follow me on Instagram. They already get my emails and they already like know who I am. And that is half of the truth, because yes, your podcast is for those listeners, but your podcast is also for the entire world. I don't know if you know this, but like anybody with the Apple Podcast app and anybody with Spotify, anyone with an internet connection at all, period, can hit play on your show right now, today. And you have to design your podcast for that person that you're trying to reach, not just the person who's been like listening since episode number one, right? You know, I always say that like, when somebody is launching their podcast and I'm explaining, you know, what things are and what, you know, terminology means, and I'm explaining like what a podcast trailer is, my mind always goes to, it's kind of like a movie trailer, right? Like you want to give enough context and value as to like why they should listen, right? Why they should watch the movie, right? But you don't want to give everything away. You want them to watch the movie. You want them to listen to your podcast, right? However, your entire feed is not like a TV show. It's not. It's completely different. And unless your show is set up that way. So like there are a bunch of different podcasts that like people can create. Like people can create literal like audio books, or, you know, you can create like a series, right? Where maybe a podcast is only 10 episodes long, but there's a point. And like if you really want to get the point well, you need to listen to episodes 1 through 10. You need to listen to the episodes in order to hear the whole story, right? Or like a true crime podcast that is a series, right? So you have like 10 episodes are in Indiana, the next 10 are in Ohio, the next 10 are in California. Like there are, you know, times where the sequential episodes like matter, but that's not the case like a good 80% of the time, right? So in this episode, I'm going to tell you the difference between a podcast that is only nurturing your existing community and a podcast that's actually working for your business like a lead magnet, because that's literally what your podcast is. It's like the ultimate lead magnet, right? They find your podcast, however that is, and there are many ways that somebody can come across your podcast, but then that podcast is acting as a almost like a chauffeur or like a delegator, and then it's going to point people to the destination in which you want them to go. So its job is to pull in strangers, warm them up, and convert them into clients on autopilot. But it also is for nurturing your existing community, right? The people who maybe haven't heard certain things that you say, or maybe they don't know certain things about you or your business, right? So if you've been treating your podcast like it's just for your community, you are in the right place. You're listening to the Moms Who Podcast Show because you want to launch, grow, and make sales from a podcast that fits your life and your business, not one that's built on chasing ads, downloads, or sponsorships. And I'm your host, Pamela Krista. I'm a wife, I'm a mom of five, and I'm a podcast manager and a podcast strategist, and I help women build podcasts that turn listeners into clients one episode at a time. Let's dive in. Before we dive into this incredible episode, I want to invite you to come hang out with me inside of the Moms Who Podcast community over on School. If you have a podcast and you are a female entrepreneur with an offer, this is the place to be. So come find us over at school.com/podcasters. The community itself is free to join, and the Moms Who Podcast membership on the premium tier is where the deeper work happens. And the link is in the show notes that will take you straight there with the current pricing and details. But again, it is completely free to join unless you want that deeper support over in premium. All right, let's get into it. Most podcasters don't realize that they're carrying this thought around in their head, right? They want to nurture their audience. Their podcast is for the people on their email list, for the people in their Instagram DMs. Their podcast is for the people who already know them, who already get them, and who already trust them. And I get it. Like, I understand why this thought feels so right. Because when you record an episode, imagining your community is listening the recording feels easier. You know who you're talking to. Like, you truly know who you're talking to. Like, you know, you can name the people who are going to be listening to your episode, right? You can reference things, drop names, use it sign language. You can skip explanations sometimes because it feels like a conversation. And a conversation feels really, really good. And I don't know if you know this, but like podcasting a lot of times can feel like you're speaking into the void. Like right now, I'm actually at Starbucks. I'm in my car. I have a call in 30 minutes, so I actually need to get home. but I'm by myself and like it can feel lonely sometimes, you know, but at the root of it, I know why I'm doing what I'm doing and I know who I'm doing it for. And I can imagine the women that are listening to this and getting value. And so that's what pumps me up. And that's why that's one of the many reasons why I'm able to show up on this show every week. And so here's what I want you to know is that if you're currently in that mindset of, you know, your podcast is only for your like existing audience and community, I want you to know what that's costing you. Because when you only design your podcast for the people who already know you, you're leaving the biggest job of your podcast completely on the table. Your podcast is not just for nurturing the people that you already have. It is also for marketing in a non-salesy way, by the way, to the people that you do not have in your circle yet. And every single episode that you record, imagining only your insiders, right, your inside community, is an episode that's only doing half of its job. And I told you in a recent episode about my dormant podcast, Mama Knows Business, that has not had a new episode in 19 months, and it still pulled in 38 listens in a single day. That data is not just a me thing. It is a podcast thing. Strangers, find your podcast right now today, and you have not been designing your show for them. Because here's the truth, right? Your podcast, it lives on Apple. It lives on Spotify. It lives on every other podcast app on the planet. Unless, of course, like some of those you actually have to like submit it. But like anybody on the country with an internet connection can find your podcast and hit play. That is what podcasting is. That is what the platform is. And the moment that you publish an episode, that episode joins a global library where anybody anywhere can stumble into it tomorrow morning over coffee in a country that you've never been to or that you've never heard of. So when you record an episode, you're not just recording for the people on your email list. You are recording for every stranger in every part of the world who could possibly be searching for the topic that you are then therefore covering. And those strangers are different than your community. They do not know who you are. They do not know your story. They do not know your offers. They do not know your inside language. So if you only build your show for the person who already knows you, the strangers are going to come in, they're going to get lost, and they're going to leave, even if they love the content. And the episode does the nurture work for the community, but it does zero lead magnet work for the strangers. And I also covered this in the same episode that I was talking about. I will link it in the show notes about how strangers are finding your podcast. They search inside the podcast apps. Apple, I know for a fact, will recommend like-minded shows at the bottom of like when you're inside of the app. And then there's word of mouth and then direct links, right? And then, of course, your own marketing, right? SEO, because people search inside the podcast apps. And then, of course, your own marketing on top of it all. So strangers are finding you through all of these every single day. And you have to design your show for them. And then, so once you actually see that, the question then becomes, well, okay, Pamela, what does actually like building and designing your podcast for strangers actually look like? And I'm going to get real tactical with you in just a minute, as I always do. But first, here's what I want you to hold in your brain. Okay, here's what I want you to think about. Your podcast can operate in two modes at the same time. Mode number one is the nurture mode. That is what most podcasters are already doing. The nurture mode keeps your existing community warm and it builds trust and it deepens the relationship and it reinforces the work that you've already taught them. Nurture mode is very real and valuable and super necessary. Mode number two, though, is the lead magnet mode. That is the mode that most podcasters are not using on purpose, even though their podcast is doing it anyway. So the lead magnet mode pulls in strangers who have never heard of you, and it gives them a clear next step and converts them from strangers into subscribers, into leads, and eventually clients. That is what an actual marketing asset looks like, which is what your podcast is. if you are podcasting to support your business. And so here is where most people just get stuck. They think that they have to choose, or they don't even know how to turn their podcast into something that supports their business. And they think that they can either nurture or sell. They don't want to be too salesy. They can either be a community feeling show or a sales show. And friend, that is a false choice, okay? The actual move is to design every single episode to do both jobs at once. So you want to nurture the people who already know you, and you want a lead magnet for the people, and you want that lead magnet like delegator, right, for the people who do not know you yet. So if your podcast is not just for the people who already know you, the next question then becomes, okay, so what do I do with that? Like, how do I actually use my podcast as a lead magnet for my business? How does one episode work for two completely different listeners at the same time? And what I mean by that is one listener is already aware of you, and then the other listener has never heard of you before. So that's what I'm going to walk you through right now with a very specific example so you can see it in action. So, okay, little backstory. Literally, this is so sidebarring right now, but I love stories, right? I'm actually writing two bedtime stories for my kids. And I just thought about this, but I think I want to start another podcast with like these bedtime stories that are like, just, they're so good. I'll have to update you on that. But yeah, I love stories. I used to play The Sims as a kid and I loved like stories. Like I high key wanted to be a Sims YouTuber to tell my Sim story. So I love stories and I also love sharing examples. So let me walk you through this fictional retired female firefighter, right? This actual character was inspired by my 17-year-old daughter who wants to be a firefighter, but she's also understanding that like maybe she wants to get into fire investigation. So this was inspired by her. So let me walk you through a fictional retired female firefighter and her passion, right? Because she grew up in, what, I don't know, 60s or 70s maybe. And she knows how hard it is to become a female firefighter, right? Because what does the world tell you? Oh, that's a man's job, right? You're not strong enough to be a firefighter, right? And so her whole mission now is to help younger women get into the firefighting field. She has been podcasting for 2 years. She has 50 episodes, and her show is mostly designed for her existing community, people that she knows in, I'm just going to say Chicago because Chicago Fire is like one of my all-time favorite shows. And so the show is mostly designed for her existing community, the people that she already knows and mentors and the female firefighters who like already follow her on Instagram. She's reached out to different schools. She's got connections with like the principal and, you know, the kids who are in those schools. And she already mentors some female firefighters who, you know, are showing up. So when she records an episode, she opens with, "Hey friends, hey guys, you all know my firehouse stories," and then she just dives in. That language works for her community. They know her stories, they know her career, they know her inside language, but a young woman searching how to become a firefighter who lives in Boston on Apple at 11 o'clock at night, who finds her episode for the first time, she doesn't know that firefighter's whole story. She does not know what her veteran mentor language means. She doesn't know who you guys is and she gets lost, and she might listen and find value, but then like she does nothing after that, right? So this episode could be titled something like "How to Pass Your Firefighter Physical Test the First Time." That is super direct. It is searchable. And the young woman searching firefighter physical test finds it. The community members see it on her feed, and it's fine because the title still serves her as well. So they both win, right? At the top of the episode, the firefighter can say, "If you're new here, I'm a retired firefighter with 20 years on the job, and I help women like you get hired and build a real career in this field." 12 seconds. Now that young woman knows who she is and what she does, and the community isn't insulted by the explanation because it's also super brief. And then the show notes don't just say, here's today's episode, link to my new freebie. The show notes say what the episode is about, who it's for, and what the listener is actually going to walk away with, and one clear next step. So when a stranger lands there with no backstory, she can read the show notes and know exactly what she just listened to and exactly where to go next. The call to action in the episode isn't just, "Check out my new mentorship program," like said in passing. The call to action in the episode explains what the next step is for a listener who's never heard of the firefighter before. If this episode helped you, my free firefighter physical prep checklist walks you through the exact plan that I used to pass mine the very first time. You can grab it at firefightermentor.com/checklist, right? Clear, complete, no inside knowledge required. And then the cover art. I actually did cover art, which if you are in the premium membership, you can actually see the cover art for this firefighter. And it's so cute. But the cover art is not just brand vibes. It tells a stranger scrolling through Apple what the show is about in 2 seconds flat. She's a firefighter. She's a woman. She's a mentor. And whatever the core message is, it shows up visually. And I'm actually going to share with you exactly what that cover art says. And so the cover says, "Future Female Firefighters, Your Roadmap from High School to Firefighter." So dope. So dope. Okay. So for the young woman who just finds episode number 47, episode number 52, and is intrigued enough to want to know more, there is a clear next step no matter what episode she listens to. So she can self-onboard herself without having to dig through 50 episodes in reverse chronological order. And then if she did that, let's not even talk about how there's probably no links in those episodes at all, or they probably point to dead links. So I want you to notice what just happened. The same 40, 50 plus episodes, the same audio files, and the same retired firefighter. But she went from a podcast that only nurtured the woman she mentors and the women in her, you know, area, to a podcast that also pulls in young women who are dreaming about becoming firefighters, giving them a clear path. And that's going to convert them into mentees and clients and program members. So the nurture job didn't go away. The lead magnet job simply just got added. And so the firefighter example is intentionally like an outside of the box example. Okay. But that's the whole point, because this framework is literally universal. I want you to think about your own podcast and apply this framework to your show. Okay. So now let me zoom out for a second, because what I just walked you through, that is not a one and done audit task. And as soon as you start treating your podcast like the marketing asset that it is, and not just only a nurture tool, the way that you plan and think about every future episode changes. When you sit down to plan your next episode, you have to stop asking just, what does my community want to hear this week, right? Or even worse, like coming up with topics yourself. Like, now don't get me wrong, right? Like, if you're really good at what you do, I'm sure that you can think of a topic on the fly, and that's fine, right? But you need to start asking, what does my community want to hear this week? And also, what is a stranger out there searching for that I can answer? So that is one question that can be answered in one topic. And even if the question kind of leads you down different roads, different topics for a different day, like you just add it to the list of content to create, right? And so one episode can do both of those jobs. And what I want you to really know about what I'm talking about is this is not extra work, right? This is the same episode, the same recording session, the same 30 minutes to an hour behind the microphone, right? It's the same energy that you were already going to spend. You're just adding intention behind it. You're designing your podcast and all the episodes inside of it on purpose. And the math of what that does for your business is absolutely wild, because now every single episode is literally doing double duty forever. And it's going to compound because you keep on publishing and you keep on being consistent. The community gets nurtured every week. The strangers get pulled in every week, and those strangers become community members, and they DM you and they email you and they get on your email list. And now your circle, your community, whatever you want to call it, is bigger next quarter than it was this quarter, without you having to do anything extra except design your podcast with both of these jobs in mind. So here's what I want you to leave this episode with. Your podcast is not just for the people who already know you. your podcast is for the entire world because that is literally who can find it. Anyone with Apple, Spotify, anyone anywhere. And that means every single episode of your podcast has two jobs: nurture for the community that you already have and a lead magnet for the strangers who are about to find you. And if you've been recording only for your existing audience, this is the exact time to shift. Start designing every single future episode for both of those jobs. Give your episode titles that actually explain themselves. Do a 15-second context line at the top of your audio, at the top of your episode. Give show notes that work for a cold listener as well as somebody who's in your world already, and calls to action that a stranger can actually follow. Also, you need cover art that says what the show is and who it's for. And so, again, your podcast is a marketing asset, and every single older episode that is already published is already doing the marketing work for your business right now, whether you intended for that to be happening or not. The question is, what are you going to do with it? And are you going to start designing your podcast and all the episodes inside of it on purpose? Or are you going to keep letting things compound and keep letting the lead magnet job happen by accident? And on that note, if you want to see what a stranger sees when she finds your podcast today, what your titles look like to her, whether your show notes make sense without your backstory, whether your calls to actions lead your person anywhere real, that is exactly what my podcast audit tool is for. It is a free audit tool that is going to walk you through exactly what your podcast is doing for your business right now with the stranger's view built in. You can grab it at podcastaudit.app. The link is, of course, in the show notes. Go take it and then come back and start designing the next episode for both jobs. And if you take it, please DM me on School or DM me over on Instagram or email me, whichever is more convenient for you, and let me know what you think about this tool. I'm constantly refining it and making it better, and I want it to be super, super valuable for you. As always, I truly appreciate you listening to this podcast. We are a top 2.5% show, so if you are still listening, then that means you kind of like it, right? Like, I don't know how long this episode is already because I actually had to break it up into two different pieces, but I'm assuming that you're hanging around because you like the content, you like my vibe, whatever the case may be. So if you're still listening, do me a solid and leave a review on the podcast. I would greatly appreciate it because that's actually what helps the show rank faster. And again, I appreciate your time. I hope you have the most beautiful rest of your day, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.